Greetings, beloved humans. We come to you from the archangelic realm of Uriel. We are the keepers, if you will, you call Earth. We work in concert and balance with all the people on this planet. We specifically work with emotional and mental bodies and your human, your choice of being human in your life. Your planet at this particular time is taking a large as your season shifts and your moon is your Christ consciousness season. Your Christ consciousness season, independent of any organized religion, dear one. Christ soul consciousness, meaning awakening. It is the awakening of your soul, dear one. Season with the in-breath. The out-breath will perpetuate itself in your season of spring, balancing the in-breath and the out-breath. As your process of ascension is one of inside-out, not outside-in, dear ones, it is important to connect with the energies of the in-breath of the planet at this particular time in your Christ consciousness season, which all of your religions recognize and celebrate in one form or another. Unfortunately, the original intention of the Christ conscious energy has been corrupted by many of those endeavors and organizations with the attempt for humanity to control what they did not create. The folly of humanity is that you cannot control what you have not created, your one. And you did not create this planet. You did not individually create the human species. As many of you have learned, that was a coming together, if you will, of many star cosmic forces and realms coming together for this divine experiment called Planet Earth. The basis of that experiment is simply to learn to love. Why love? For love is the building block of all that there is. It is the highest frequency and vibration within the universe. The past advanced civilizations who were on this planet, be they Lemurian, Atlantean, early Egyptian, early Greek, Aztec, Mayan, or Hopi, and many, many others, flourished with the connection to this frequency, this higher realm frequency of love, through the I Am Presence, the Christ consciousness. At this time, we are going to go through various teachings, various laws, various codes, various tenets, various equations to assist you in mastering creation, realizing you are the creator creating. We ask you to not pay attention to the year dates that are involved in these teachings, but to pay attention to the month and the date of some of the teachings that you will be sharing tonight, for you are in a cycle of repeating those portals of energy, those vortices of energies at this particular time, particularly 1212, 1221, and 1225. Many of the events that were associated with these particular portals of Earth time only partially took place because there was not a readiness and a commitment to the energies that were available at that time. Even though your planet continues to appear in upheaval and chaos largely, dear ones, this process of ascension, as many of you realize, is taking place, whether you're conscious or unconscious of it or not. It is a divine process which is the factor of each and every planet. As we have discussed many, many times before, as you look up into the night sky and you see your many stars within your galaxy, your so-called Milky Way, all of those bodies of light went through an ascension process not unlike your planet at this particular time. So in effect, you are returning to the light and the love from which you came. You're in the process of being this and doing this through the relationship with self and being human, self being a reflection of all that there is. Follow your resonance and discernment with these particular codes and tenets and equations. You need not go through them all, or you may choose to go through them all, or you may choose to go through them at random. They are in no particular order. The channel that we're coming through at this time channeled these over a several-year process. So as you flip through the written information, the digital information that has been given to you, you can decide which ones you want to share, what questions or concerns or further information you may need in order to fully integrate these wisdoms to assist you. So let us begin, dear ones, with the balance, the masculine, feminine energy. Let us begin.
Thank you, Uriel, for joining us tonight.
You're welcome, dear one.
The first few ones seem to be especially important, so I'd like to suggest that we cover at least the first four. I haven't looked at the rest of them particularly.
Follow your resonance and discernment, dear one.
Okay, good. I'd like to read the first one. I think it has some important information here for us.
And dear one, as you read these, you may, if you need to, in your own resonance discernment, you may need to stop at a particular sentence within a complete thought process, where some of these are longer than others and some are short.
Right. Okay, starting with the first one, which is Bountiful Block 21, called At This Time. During the present expansion of light throughout the earth, it is absolutely imperative for the individual to keep an iron control over their own thought, feelings, and spoken word, compelling them to be constructive and giving them recognition to nothing else. If you are to avoid continual distress and countless loss to themselves and their world. At no time in the history of the planet has this been so important as it is at this present moment. The earth is passing through the throes of a tremendous new birth. The hour strikes in the evolution of every planet and its humanity when they must express the full peace, harmony, perfection, and the divine plan of the system to which they belong.
So, dear ones, what you're beginning to learn through many of the archangelic realms and the star realms that seeded the planet, the inner earth, realms, ascended masters who once walked the face of this earth as you do now, you're beginning to understand the purpose, the meaning, value, and purpose, if you will, of how you are constructed being human. Your emotions, your feelings, your emotive feelings that which create a thought, which affect the flow of energy within your body, which creates disease or balance. And it doesn't stop there, dear ones. Those emotions and those thoughts and the physical actions or reactions that come as a result of the emotions and thoughts ratchet out far beyond your physicality, beyond your planet, out into your solar system and your galaxy. As many of you are mastering, in the process of mastering, these are vibrations, these are frequencies that all advanced civilizations of the past were built upon. The reason you cannot understand fully why some of the ancient temples which still remain upon the surface of the planet were built is because it was a levitation frequency vibrational technology which allows you to escape the confines of gravity and matter. So, becoming conscious of what you're feeling and the thoughts that is engendering is a powerful self-mastery, dear ones. Are there any questions or other clarity needed about this point?
Well, the wisdom of what is written here, and what you've just said, of course, is very apparent. It is such a challenge for us when we constantly encounter almost every week these horrific mass killings with guns and so on in the United States and hearing about all of the horrific things happening in other places in the world. So it's hard for us to express our peace, harmony, and perfection in the throes of all that.
Perhaps it is a test. In each epoch upon this particular planet, there have been various tests. It was as you study the lives of your ascended masters who were once human, They too went through many processes and tests, if you will, not unlike what you are going through at this time. The question to ask yourself is, in spite of what is happening in your 3D world, can you find a center within yourself that is connected to all that there is and be at peace with that? To observe what's going on, to be of it but not in it, dear ones, if you've heard many times before. All of this chaos and upheaval has been going on for millennia on this particular planet. You're aware of it blow by blow in your vernacular at this time because of the communication and transportation that's been being given to you. It's not decidedly any different, dear ones, than it has been in the past. In fact, it may be the best it's ever been. You've always had mass killings and destruction and destroying of one another. So the task at hand is, in spite of what's going on outside, can you use the tools which are being disseminated to you from the higher realms, such as we and many others, and apply them and find a place of peace and calm through the connection of the higher realms to maintain and sustain you? Does that help you, dear one?
Very much. As a matter of fact, it's so important. I'm going to transcribe what you just said and blog it because I think that's the message that we all need to hear.
And how do you do that, the human mind may ask, dear ones? You can do it through many breathing techniques and meditation techniques. You can do it through the accomplishment of breath, sound, and motion. You can quiet the mental body. You can expose yourself less and less, if you so choose, to the chaos that's going on, and choose a place of calm and peace and silence. But within the silence is the void. Within the void is all the probability and possibility, dear one, of creation. Let us continue.
Okay. Moving on to Bonsall Blog 22, Reincarnation. The experience called death is a constant reproof to mankind and a reminder to the personal self of its disobedience to the original God power plan and their soul plan. If the student really wants to know the truth about re-embodiment, reincarnation, and life, they must go to the source of life, the mighty I Am Presence. For this presence is what maintains and sustains your life.
There was this inability on a mass consciousness level to accept in all cultures worldwide your reincarnational cycles and why they take place. They're simply taking place because you have not mastered maintaining and sustaining the connection to the higher realms who maintain and sustain you. Physical death, as may be discussed later in this gathering, is the last hurdle for humanity to jump over. You are repeating physical lives because you have not maintained and sustained a permanent connection from the realms from which you came. As soon as that takes place, there will be no need for repeated earth lives. You will be in your eternal state of beingness. Are there any questions about this?
That's a very powerful way of explaining death. I've heard aspects of that before, but the way it's said here is a constant reproof to mankind. So you're saying that if we maintained a constant connection to Source, we would not need death.
That is exactly what the ascended masters who once were human exactly like you, dear ones, has accomplished. They are the way showers, the pathfinders for you being able to achieve the same thing. How did they do it? They made it a massive priority within their lives. They made it a priority within their lives.
Now, aren't there some people who aren't ascended masters on Earth today and in the past who are totally committed to connecting with Source and spend their lives trying to do so who do die. I mean, there are many people like Yogananda and Satchidananda and Sri Ramakrishna and so many, many well-known teachers. I'm using the Indians because I can't think of other people in other cultures who were in constant connection with Source but who did die.
Dear ones, it's a transmutation in what you call death. Many of the individuals that you're naming and many others that you're aware of transform into their light bodies in a humanoid energetic format. So they have simply transformed into their light bodies. That is what the ascension process is all about. Your ascension chair ceremonies that you're going through gives you a partial glimpse of what that feels like and looks like by working with the energies of the ascended masters, particularly Saint Germain, Serapis Bay, and many others, that allows you to begin on an individuated basis what each one of you can maintain and sustain this higher frequency of moving into your light body, your eternal format. For your true format, dear ones, is formlessness. Formlessness is your true format. In between each lifetime, you return to your formlessness, maintaining your consciousness, making decisions through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, what you will intend to accomplish in the subsequent lifetime. Most of you do not achieve what you set out to achieve, and that is the reason you are on this karmic cycle of repeated earth lives. Now, what makes this different, if you will, at this particular time in your lifetime, is the ascension process of the planet. As many of you are aware, you are involved in the last 2,000-year cycle of this particular planet. Some of you will maintain your ascension in this incarnation, the next one. Some of you will take the full 2,000 earth years. Some of you will choose not to do it at all. If you make a choice of not to ascend into your light bodies, you will not be allocated to remain here. You will be in another solar system in this particular galaxy or another galaxy. Does that help you do it?
It does. I realize we have so many others, but when we die, we shed our bodies and our spirits go into the fourth dimension, which is the astral. But you're saying that the teachers I mentioned transmuted into their light bodies, which is a different experience?
Yes, dear, when they bypass the astral.
Oh.
As many of you have heard, there are dispensations trying to be received at this time to eliminate the astral, the psychic, what you call the 4D. For many of you have been trapped within that, never ever escaping it, if you will, on a hamster wheel of running and running and running and wheeling through that particular dimension without ever going to a higher frequency of existence. It is a disembodied reflection of your emotions, your thoughts, and your physicality. Your so-called mediums, for individuals who are able to tap into that frequency where there is no distance, there is no time, where there is an eternal now, thus in turn, they can predict the future before the future maintains itself in nowism. Does that help you, dear one?
Okay, I'd like to explore this further at another time. This is a fascinating subject.
Well, it's a subject that will free you from yourself, for your mental bodies has a desire to know. We urge you not to obsess, if you will, about having to go through all of these. Just relax, allow the flow to go, allow the discussion, if you will, dear ones, to be led wherever you need it. Lead. We will be there with you.
Okay, thank you. Well, let's do the next blog then, which is blog 23, The I Am Presence.
As they say in the vernacular, go for it.
Humanity is using a small fragment of your individualized I Am Presence in your physical experience. This glorious presence is ever urging you to arise. Receive your freedom forever from every limitation. This I Am Presence is your own real master, the pure Christ consciousness self. It is all majesty and mastery over all worlds, over all created, and mastery over all worlds, over all created things.
So if you say the word I am and you follow it with something, you are connected to your higher self and you're being that. In your biblical studies and some of your other spiritual studies, when God was asked to identify itself, the response was, I am that I am, which is an abstraction for most. So what we would like to, as you would say, bring it down to earth, activate the exercise within yourself by simply starting a sentence and saying, I am, and follow it with something, and begin to feel the resonance of what that represents. What it really represents is it formulates your state of beingness. I am human. I am in the process of learning how to ascend. I am in the process of moving from my erroneous belief systems within my mind into my knowing heart where all wisdom is stored. I am in the process of permanently connecting to all of the higher realms to maintain and sustain life on this planet in combination with the planet herself. You get the gist of what we're saying, dear ones. This I am is eternally who you truly are. It works in concert with the Christ consciousness, Christ being soul, consciousness being awakening. The soul awakening activates the I am presence. So we want to tie in the interrelationship of the two so you can begin to better understand exactly how they work together in freeing you from yourself. Are there any questions about this, dear ones?
Well, you're very creative in helping us expand how we make I am statements. Those are some good examples.
Yes, dear ones. We are so connected to your earth frequency. We of the archangelic realm of Uriel. It is why we are known as a world teacher. It is our task, it is our responsibility to simplify, to decomplicate what humanity has made so complicated, dear ones.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to Bountiful Blog number 24, A Real Master. Of one thing you can be absolutely and eternally certain, that no one who is a real master will ever say so, and that an ascended master never accepts payment of any kind for the help they give. Because the first qualification of true mastership is to do all as their glad, free gift of their service of love to the world. The real master uses only the all-knowing mind of God power.
There was another clue to this concept of master teacher is the need within the being of the master teacher not only to identify themselves, but to replicate themselves. That is a passion, a glorious passion that lies within each master teacher. It is a phrase that is, how should we say, a bit overused within the 3D. It is the reason we wanted to bring this phrase out and have you ponder it through your own resonance and discernment. The ascended masters will never ever identify themselves with us as such, but through the work that they do, if you choose to work in concert with them, you will quickly come to realize who and what they are. They're simply showing a way for you to become them. They are simply showing a way to become them. Are there any questions about master teachership?
Now, we're not ascended masters, of course. How does this relate to the idea that we request some support for workshops that we do or the sessions like we're having here? Is that what you just said here relate in any way to the requests we make for support from those who come and join us?
You can request to the Ascended Mastership anything that you wish.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, when we request, like people who attend our classes and so on, and we ask them to pay for it, is that in conflict with the idea that you're stating here? You're saying ascended masters never accept payment of any kind. How about spiritual teachers.
That is a balance of giving and receiving, dear one. If the individual is not balancing the giving and the receiving, they're not balancing what they are receiving
right.
with the balance of giving, then the receiving cannot take place. It is abruptly halted energetically. And that is one of the reasons many people have continuous repeated earth lives within the same situation. They have not mastered the balance of giving and receiving. They have not mastered the balance of the masculine and feminine energy. They have not mastered the relationship of problem equals solution. They have not mastered light equals dark. They have not mastered anything, dear ones.
Well, that's very helpful, the idea of the balance of giving and receiving. That answers the question.
Well, I have a question. What about the other side of that coin where you find someone that's always giving and never asking for anything in return, and therefore they don't get anything in return?
What is your question, dear one?
Well,
that was a statement, was it not?
Yes, it was a statement.
And it's a true statement. And it remains an enigma for those who do not see themselves good enough or worthy enough to receive. Humanity has been erroneously taught in many of your organized religions, it's better to give than to receive. Nothing could be further from the truth. The universe creation is in balance. The foundation of that balance is giving and receiving. Does that help you, dear one?
Well, I'm still a little confused. So therefore, those that continually give without asking.
The question to ask yourself, dear ones, is why do they not ask?
Well, in your blog, we just said that an ascended master never accepts payment of any kind without they give.
Dear ones, the individuals that you're discussing are not ascended masters.
Okay.
All right. A master teacher in 3D is not an ascended master. Do you understand the difference?
Yeah, you understand, right?
Yes, yeah. Okay.
Well, blog number 25 seems important, so I'm going to read that one too. Desire to commit. No one can ever attain self-mastery and ascension without the desire, thus the commitment to do so. Without desire of attainment is not possible. All constructive desire is your God in action within you. The desire activity is the forward-moving, ever-expanding motion of life itself.
That's exactly the tools that the ascended masters who were once human applied. Before commitment, there is something called readiness, which many of you are aware of. Many of you are in a state of readiness to commit to allowing the priority in your life to be the achieving of your ascended mastership. It is your divine destiny to be and do so. How and when you get there is up to you. Are there any questions about this?
Any questions? Uriel, I am reading The Second Coming again. I hadn't read it in maybe a year at least. It seems to be having a terrific impact on me, stronger than I can remember, so that it's sort of like it's feeling a real commitment, you know, on a much stronger level, to really engage myself with Gabriel in a stronger way. And Archangel Michael has said that this 10-week period, which ends in a few weeks in September, is a time of transmutation and a time of increased commitment going on for all of us. Would you comment on what Archangel Michael said and what I just said about my own observation about what I'm experiencing reading Second Coming?
Well, you're in a different place, dear one, than you were the past. You all are.
Yeah.
So you're receiving it with a more open heart. You're receiving it with more soul awakening. What is your question, dear one? Because it's affecting everybody in this room, what is the impact of this 10-week period of heightened energy on all of us? Dear ones, as we said in our opening statement, there is a in-breath taking place, which is a cycle of this particular planet. Your seasons reflect the in-breath and the out-breath, the balance of giving and receiving. In combination with that, there are certain cosmic events taking place within your solar system and your galaxy, which are aligning certain ascension energies, which are fueling and feeding, if you will, the ascension process of the planet. These energies are connecting with the electromagnetic core within the center of the planet. Thus, in turn, that energy ratcheting out affects all of you on the surface of this particular planet. These particular portals and vortices of energy periodically take place. This particular process, as you are aware of, was, as you would say in vernacular, kicked off by your last lunar eclipse.
Right.
All right. There is the cosmic event, the relationship of the sun, the masculine energy, the moon, your feminine energy, eclipsing, in effect, balancing one another. As this energy goes into the surface and the core of the planet, it affects all of you upon it. It is a wonderful opportunity for self-examination, a deeper examination of self. Again, remembering, dear one, the purpose of self, the purpose of yourself, to see self as a reflection of all that there is. Does that help you?
Yes.
I have a question.
Italia has a question.
Yes. Around that time, September 28th or so, or maybe a little bit before, ever since then, I have started experiencing physical discomfort, and it has progressed, and I have now been diagnosed and been experiencing a lot of digestive difficulties and on and on, and been trying to use everything available to me from conventional, functional, energetic medicine, and it seems like I'm not obtaining the balance that my health needs. It seems like I'm getting worse and worse. And part of what doesn't help is that I'm obsessing over trying to make it better, and it seems like I'm giving a lot of energy to what's wrong. And I would like to see if there's any way that you can help me.
Dear one, you have been misdiagnosed. You are surrounding yourself with an erroneous belief system. We ask of you, when we came through the channel that we're coming through now, we spoke to you earlier, dear one, if you so choose, is to listen to the words that have been gleaned and given to you repeatedly. Begin to examine what is preventing you from holding on to an erroneous belief system, which you can now physically and emotionally see is not supporting your highest good. As has been explained to you, you have affected the energetic balance within your body, which is able to maintain and sustain physical mass. It is, if you so choose, an opportunity to make another decision, dear one. Does that help you?
Yes. However, I have been trying to come up with what caused this and how to make it better. And I'm really not coming up with a reason.
Stop trying to figure it out, dear one. Stop trying to fix it. And in your vernacular, we're going to suggest you just go back to being a human being and bringing joy through physical and energetic nutrients into your life, dear one. There is a lack of joy as a nutrient. There is a lack of food as a nutrient. There is a lack of positive thought as a nutrient within your life, dear one. Does that help you?
On to Bountiful Blogs number 26, Uncontrolled Feelings. Manpower does not like to hear this truth, but the waste of the life energy through uncontrolled feelings is the cause of the disintegration of all physical bodies outside of violence.
Dear one, pay attention to the synchronicity of the divine soul who we just spoke with and this particular wisdom. Read this again, please.
Manpower does not like to hear this truth, but the waste of the life energy through uncontrolled feelings is the cause of the disintegration of all physical bodies outside of violence.
Do you understand this, dear one? Are there any questions about the relationship of the feelings and the thoughts and how it affects the disintegration of the physical being?
But when you say, I don't think this is necessarily all that clear, through uncontrolled feelings, we're taught to feel our feelings deeply, because emotion is a movement of feelings, and they pass. How is that different from the idea of uncontrolled feelings?
So you're really asking, dear one, what is an uncontrolled feeling? How would you answer that, dear one? A control feeling or an uncontrolled feeling? How would you answer that? Realizing, here's a clue.
Well,
that you cannot control anything that you did not create.
What I think, what helps me is when I think of a specific feeling, and a specific feeling would be fear. So when I think of uncontrolled fear, just allowing an irrational fear to take me over, that would be an example of an uncontrolled feeling to me.
And by holding on to the feeling, okay, holding on to it and not fully expressing it and feeling it in order to release it from the RNA and DNA of the cellular memory is the core issue. Do you understand?
Yeah, so you're reinforcing the idea that we should feel that feeling deeply, not run from it, but feel it.
Yes, because what you're really describing in this particular case of fear is it's partially being held on.
Right.
Or largely being held on.
Right.
That's the difference between control and uncontrolled.
Right.
Get it?
Yes.
Got it? Get it.
So just to be clear, we would feel the feeling of fear. We would move into that fear, recognize that we feel it, and then allow ourselves to know that we are not that fear. And the fear is not us, and let it go.
Absolutely, dear one.
Thank you.
Fully, fully feel it. And what happens with most human beings is a fear of fully feeling the fear. So it maintains an energetic presence within the cellular memory of the individual. It is not fully released. It can be passed on from lifetime to lifetime. Let us continue.
And I just want to add, I think that that's why so many of us are now facing our fears and going through so many hardships to show us that, you know, it's really not that bad.
Describe hardship, dear one.
For instance, like having to leave your home, being moved from place to place, living in different situations, leaving your home when you wouldn't normally leave your home.
How do you truly feel about that, dear one?
About?
What has that experience, leaving your home, taught you? Is it really a hardship or is it a learning tool?
It's a learning tool.
And what is it teaching you, dear one, you individually?
That we are secure in ourselves and we don't need to cling to possessions or things or people or places to have that security. The security is within our own being.
And what else for you, dear one? A complete immersion within the 3D, within circumstances and situations that you would have never imagined in the past as you chose to separate yourself from humanity.
Yes, that's a given.
Is it?
Yes, I recognize that.
Good for you, dear one. Shall we move on?
We shall.
I'm
the last.
Being God. When man power becomes one with God power, he or she realizes that he or she truly is God. This is not blasphemy, but the fruit of total surrender, the return gift of life's own identity. Dear one, place your hands upon your heart and say out loud, I am God experiencing itself.
I am God experiencing itself.
How do you feel about that, dear one? Were you taught that as a child? Were you taught that in your religion? Do your governments and their laws reflect this truth? Did your families teach you this? This is the great truth. As you have heard many times before, Donna, dear one, if God is all there is, then you're it. When, if not now, is humanity going to wake up to this truth? We ask you.
Muriel, all of the material and all of the books that we have produced and all of the channel material keeps saying that over and over again. I almost never encounter that teaching anywhere in teachings that I encountered.
And you're not going to, dear one, because that would relinquish their control. That you have to go through their laws, their rules, their regulations to connect with God. If they taught you were God experiencing itself, then they would fear you would not need them. And they could not control you. Now, that is not to say that there are not good deeds and work being done in some of these religions. But remember, dear ones, more of you have been killed and slaughtered in the erroneous belief system of these religions than in any other endeavor upon the planet. Look what is being done right now in your radical groups within the name of God, dear ones. There is no truth in any of it.
Well, I will admit to frustration. It's very frustrating because, Philip channeled Adama last week, and I mentioned to Adama that we want to work with bigger audiences, and we're a little frustrated by the fact that our audiences are so small. Adama responded, "Why do you care, dear one? It's all your ego." I do care because we're allowing your voice to be heard, and it's challenging what religions have been teaching for so many centuries, that we're lowly slaves, we're worthless, and that we need them in order to hear God's word. Well, it's important that we create an avenue for your word to be heard about what the true teachings are. So,
dear one, it only matters and matters. I've heard that before.
Yes.
We don't care. Why do you care? Those who are meant to hear our teachings, those who are ready to apply the teachings within how the human pie is slicing up, a third, a third, a third, a third who will hear it and apply it, a third who will resist it, a third who have no idea what's being said. And do not underestimate, dear ones, how our teachings energetically go out into your world and beyond, beyond your measurements of how many hear it, read it, or see it, dear ones.
Dhamma said that also.
Good for a Dhamma, dear ones.
Good for us to hear it. Thank you for repeating that.
We will continue to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it until your belief of it becomes a knowing, dear one. Let us continue.
Moving on to Bountiful Blog number 28, the time has come. The time has come when great numbers among the mass of humanity will awaken to the truth within them and realize they have a God power within themselves. The magic presence of the mighty I Am. There are many who, from an inner standpoint, are far along the path of enlightenment due to previous self-effort and attainment. Yet, in this present embodiment, they are outwardly unaware of it. It is time to give such souls the freedom which they crave and for which they are ready. These shall have help, and to this end do we work here to give it.
It is this connection of your soul, of your beingness, to the higher realm, to your resonant discernment that matters here, dear ones. It is the unknowing of that connection in a permanent conscious state which maintains your lack and limitation, your duality, your separation, and your confrontation. What you're in the process of achieving, evolving into, is a permanent connection of we. That will be attained, healing the me into the we consciousness, moving into world service, as many of you have been taught, moving into solistic service, galactic service, universal service, and beyond. There's a task at hand. You're all being prepared, if you so choose, become ascended masters of the universe, of the multiverse. It's what you really signed on to all along. You're in the throes of learning the way you're learning because this is the way you need to learn it, because the path disconnects the higher realms and the advanced civilizations, the golden ages that you previously had. You've actually designed, if you will, this way of learning by your lack of responsibility in the past. So you have created this consequence, responsibility equals consequence, of how you're learning now in order to achieve a permanent healing. Are there any questions about this? You are not victims, dear one. This is the way that you have chosen to learn so that your learning will be permanent.
Well, the first sentence here, the time has come when great numbers among the mass of humanity will awaken to the truth within them, realize they have a God power within themselves. It's easy for me not to realize this until I've been reading two books of Shirley MacLaine that she wrote back in the 1980s. And she was, a lot of what she said back then 30 years ago is a lot of what we're reading about now. And I realize now, the Internet is filled with this stuff. There are all kinds of channel materials and workshops and programs and teaching. 30 years ago, it didn't exist. So I guess that really is taking place right now. There is a massive awakening, even though it isn't always, I may not always be aware of it.
Sure, and it's happened many times on this planet. It's happened in every past golden age, be it Lemurian, Atlantic, Egyptian, Greek, Aztec, Mayan. And the human mind thought it could do it a better way, disconnected from the higher realms and maintain and sustain the truth of it all. And that was the demise of each of those civilizations. What you're experiencing now, what makes this unique now, is that the timeline on the ascension process is ticking, as you would say. You're in your final cycle with this particular planet. You were given six previous golden ages in the past. And you chose, for the human mind, to do it a better way. that is being offered at this particular time, the final golden age of this particular planet, is it a permanent healing through a permanent connection that will not be taken away. That is the reason, dear ones, the believing mind is moving back into service to the knowing heart. And you're learning to think with your heart, dear ones. Does this make sense? Do you understand the why of it all? Well, we can hear your mind's asking. That is why we have thoroughly explained it at this time. Questions?
Student of life. If one be a real student of life, they will dig deep into the thoughts and feelings of those beings who express the superhuman conditions, qualities, and transcendent ideals. These, the ordinary personality considers impossible because of the greatness of the power required to bring them into outer expression. The effort needed to attain and express these divine qualities is more than the ordinary person cares to make. The effort this kind of attainment requires is a sincere, strict discipline of the human sense consciousness until it learns obedience to the pattern of perfection instead of its own selfish, temporary whims and appetites. The real student of life knows that whatever God power quality the consciousness of the individual can think about, he can bring into existence through the creative power of their own thought and feelings of divine love.
It's all there, dear ones. It's all within that statement, and we ask you to repeat it and study it and be with it and integrate it. It is all there. Are there any questions on what's been stated through the masculine energy?
That's a powerful statement. I think we're just so distracted by the senses of modern life that it's easy to lose sight of what's really important.
It isn't just that, dear one. It's the belief system that you're not good enough and worthy enough to actually attain it. To actually move your erroneous belief into your knowing heart. This is the truth. What prevents this from happening is you not having your belief. And many of you don't even believe it, but those of you who believe it have the belief to go into an applied knowledge into wisdom. Moving the belief into applied knowledge into wisdom, dear ones. There is the path. Are there any questions?
Moving on to Bountiful Blog number 30, Quality, Harmony, and Balance. In order for your species and world to move forward into your next golden age, there needs to be equality, harmony, and balance in all aspects of your world. This includes governments, religions, corporations, relation with self, and others. You can no longer have the few controlling the many. As soon as you wake up to this truth, the most amazing world of abundance and freedom awaits you all. Set your fear aside and surrender to knowing this truth. The God power that created you and maintains and sustains you always, the I Am Presence.
When, if not now, dear ones, are you going to accept this truth? Say this again, dear ones.
In order for your species and world to move forward into your next golden age, there needs to be equality, harmony, and balance.
Where is there equality, harmony, and balance? Or is it masqueraded by deceit and the denial of the deceit? You cannot take that dense inequality and lack of balance and lack of harmony into the higher realm. It is that issue that prevents humanity from making that not so quantum leap into a higher resonance of existence, dear one. By allowing the few to control the many in an unequal situation, by allowing the masculine to continue to dominate the feminine,
And there are forces on your planet trying to set that back thousands of years as we speak to you now. It is a loving, balanced, equal, harmonious cosmos, an arena of creation beyond the confines of your planet. Can you know this? Can you mirror this? Can you reflect this in your religions, in your governments, in your corporations, in your educational systems? No one of you, dear ones, is better than another. No one of you knows more than another. For whatever you know has been gifted to you. Your brains are receivers, dear ones. They are not originators of your brilliance. Through certain karmic consequences, there are those of you who have received mighty wisdoms to assist in advancing your species on this particular planet. It was a gift given to you by the realms of which we speak and we reside within at this time. Are there any questions?
Well, you make a very powerful statement here. You can no longer have the few controlling the many. So much about the political fight going on is in the United States and elsewhere is about that very issue.
Dear one, most of the people in your so-called United States do not even show up to vote.
Yes, I know.
They willingly give their power away to others.
They also allow their prejudices to be appealed to so effectively so that we can be constantly fighting and the powerful continue to control.
That confrontation is the guise, the garnering of the guise, by the few controlling the many to keep you in a further state of chaos, through confrontation, through war, through civil unrest, through rebellion. But you have to ask yourself as individuals, there's so many more of you than them, what is preventing within the relationship with self, you standing up in a self-empowered, loving relationship with self, and mirroring that out into your world and making another choice for those who lead you in religions, governments, or otherwise. And the higher realms, dear one, no one can be in a leadership capacity without being an evolved spiritual being. A key component within that is no intention to harm. Through no intention to harm, there is a desire to create communities and worlds of equality, harmony, and balance. They're not just words, dear one. They are necessities of reality. How may we help you?
Well, I just have to voice the frustration I feel because we do show up to vote. We do the things we can to...
But who are you voting for? Four, dear one, often more of the same.
Well, that's what often ends up happening. More
and why, dear ones, is the question to ask yourself as a species. Why do you buckle in and give? Because it is not a priority within the individual or the collective. Do otherwise is the answer, dear one. And as long as it is not a priority to do otherwise, you will maintain and sustain the lack and limitation, the poverty, the few controlling the many that you have in your planet when there is plenty for all, dear ones. Plenty for all. Shall we continue?
Wow, this is a long one.
Well, dear one, as we have said earlier, you need not go through all of these. We understand and we wish to remind you at this time, you're receiving energetic downloads of each one of these. If you feel that you have reached a point of saturation, we can stop. You decide through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, dear one.
Thank you.
University.
Take a couple of more, dear ones, and we will come to an end. Try a short one, dear one.
Okay, let's do soul plan number 33. Many higher realms have proclaimed this year of the ending of our duality, separation, and confrontation with self and others. This does mean there will be more clearing and cleansing of planet and humanity. But rest assured, we are moving into weak consciousness. It is our divine blueprint. Let us review how the year breaks out into three main portions. Part one, the continued breakdown. The extremes of duality will surface in relationships, government, financials, religion. All past habits and patterns will surface to be cleared and cleansed. Part two, the breakthrough. After part one, we shall further awaken to our divine soul plans, who we are, and why we are here, and how to move into world service. And part three, we shall restructure the new paradigm as new revelations, inspirations, and truths come into existence. This will allow full weak consciousness, unity, God power to manifest.
There's the formula. So the key words in this, dear ones, is this year. What is this year? When is this year going to take place? And it's up to you as a species. We of the higher realms cannot interfere with your freedom of choice and freedom of will. We can simply guide you. We can love you unconditionally. We can at times guard you. So we ask you, when will your breakdown complete itself to allow a breakthrough in order to move into your weak consciousness, dear one? It can be right now for you individually if you so choose. Are there any questions about this?
Well, what I think of when you say that, I mean, it's overwhelming when you think of the world, but as in the Second Coming, Gabriel says you don't have to change the world, just change yourself.
Yes, dear one. That is the importance of the only relationship you're having with yourself, mirroring out to the world, realizing the self is a reflection of all there is. And it's a concept that is challenging for the human man to grasp. The self, yourself, myself, ourself, is a reflection of everything. As we spoke earlier in this gathering, go into the silence and create this yourself. You are all within the process of having your individuated breakdown. Physically. You're all in the process of moving from the breakdown to the breakthrough. Your planet is within that herself, within the ascension process. You, as the various races within the species on the planet, wouldn't you describe many of your current events as a breakdown, dear one? Would you not? In order to have the breakthrough.
I'd like to read Bountiful Blogs number 38, 12-12-12 through 12-21-12, realizing that it's 12-12-15. Through 12-21-15. Between 12-12-15 and 12-21-15 is an extraordinary 9-day period where you can best connect with the unique and powerful transforming energies from the universe. This is the highest frequency of Christ's light gift the human form can sustain. You are being aligned with the forces that created the universe and you. You will now decide what path your life will take. This is a mass migration from the me to the we consciousness, if you so choose. Please accept with compassion and forgive the clearing and cleansing that needs to take place in the world and you. Here is a mantra to support you. I live and move and have my being within the invincible strength and power of the sacred fire mastery in me.
So dear ones, if you so choose, mark your calendars for those specific dates that are pending and upon you. If you so choose, you can gather in community to support one another and what you receive of these heightened forms of energies and vortices and portals. As they clear and cleanse and you continue your breakdowns and your breakthroughs, be there to support and love one another within the process. Take a deep breath, dear ones, and allow all that you have received at this moment, whether you fully grasp or understand it, to download and upload, balancing below and above the inner of civilizations as we, the archangelics and others, come together at this miraculous time of your Christ consciousness season. We're here to celebrate you, dear ones, you awakening to your soul's purpose.
Thank you. Well, that was great, Philip. I want to remind everyone that tonight is on a love offering basis, and you can donate online at theangelnewsnetwork.com. Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everyone.